I am here at the 2013 VI PERS Symposium here in Chicago, Illinois, and Dr. Dale Polson with VI is standing here with me. First of all, tell me a little bit about what your role for the company is.
I don't know that I can explain it in a few words, but more in a development area and not necessarily a product development, but development of strategies and initiatives and approaches, and that may involve services, products, and it may involve collaborations.
Well, specifically, you're talking about ARC and what's kind of next for it, and I'll start off with the question with what you ended it with, and that was you called it the Area Coordinated Disease Control instead of what we know it as today. So kind of briefly explain why you're thinking that.
The one word that's in that set of four words that is most important and is the main reason I wanted to include is the word coordinated. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know, I thought about maybe it should be collaborating, but it's the idea that it's too general, in my opinion, to call it area regional control. We need something that specifically describes one of the key tenets of the approach, which that's the reason for the word coordination or coordinated.
Well, you took us through the history of the program to, you know, the desolated forest and to, you know, primitive roads to the technology that we now have. But let's focus on where we are going with the diagnostic testing and the programs that are throughout the United States. You said control, elimination, and prevention, and on that graphic, how do we get to that method of prevention, and what's the process like? How long do you think it's going to take?
Yeah, I don't know how long it would take. I mean, there's so many things that it depends on, but the thing that it depends on is the coordination in the area coordinated approach. If we do a good job of painting the vision and helping people recognize the value, then I think it'll happen exponentially fast. If we don't do a good job, then it'll either trickle along and stay flat or go away.
Talked about being better together, and you know, we have the producers, the vets, the institutions, and then our allied industry folks. How do we and the communication that's tied all into that, kind of hit on that and what you're trying to get out to bring everyone on the same page?
Yeah, for the operational kinds of things, I think all you have to do is see a working group and an area project in action. Mm-hmm. And you know, be a bug on the wall. Just listen to the discussion, because it's open discussion. It's constructive discussion. It's mutually beneficial types of discussions that go on. And Tim mentioned a number of the things. You know, people deciding to change pig flows and hold pigs, and you know, just different things that don't necessarily in the short term benefit them, but they're benefiting their area, and they know that at some point they're going to need the same thing from their neighbor. And so it's that type of cooperation, collaboration, interaction that drives it.
Your theme was playing the behavior game, the PERS behavior game, and looking into the future, and wrapping it up in your take-home message, how do we as an industry play this game?
We have to appreciate that PERS honors no boundaries. And I think that we also have to appreciate that it's not just about PERS. It's about many diseases that also, like PERS, honor no boundaries. And so if we approach it in kind of the way that we have for a number of decades, is I take care of my farm, my stuff, maybe I build better Kevlar vest to keep the bugs out, or the bullets, so to speak. Maybe I build a bigger wall or a deeper moat with biosecurity. Or maybe I go and work out with those around me where these shots are coming from, or where I'm swapping my problems with them back and forth, because they're in the same same boat as me. Have a constructive dialogue and benefit each other instead of just kind of doing your thing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Polson, for kind of highlighting on what we need to be doing to add the coordination and the collaboration to the already existing programs that are across the country to ensure that PERS is eradicated and not continually affecting our isolated area here in the Midwest. Once again, talking with Dr. Dale Polson with BI here at the PERS Symposium in Chicago, I'm Jamie Johansson.